Hello, everyone. Lovely to be with you all. So invite yourself to do nothing. Be open to the understanding that all is well as it is. In your openness, the understanding is effortless. And this openness is your natural state. This effortless, aware presence is your true self, your true being. Your real self. In inviting ourselves to simply be, meaning not being anything, not being anybody, all is well. The background of all activity is non-activity. The reality of form is no form. It is silence which takes on the form of sound. The sound is made out of silence. It is silence vibrating within itself. Rubbing itself against itself. So invite your body mind to this still, silent present. This presence which always is. There's no need to hold on to anything. Invite every sensation within your body to its complete freedom. No boundaries. You don't need to think of yourself as somebody. You don't need to maintain an image. To define yourself. We often define ourselves via our sensations. Via the senses. But how lovely it is to simply be without knowing. Undefined, unstructured, no labels. It's pure presence. Which is love. This journey is a journey of discovery, of understanding. about reality, your reality, your true self. It is not about maintaining and managing a mean narrative. Or achieving personal goals, which is okay. But it's about understanding. The understanding about that which understands. About that which is real, that which truly perceives, that which knows, the understanding that this knowingness does not arise out of an object, does not arise in an object. It arises out of itself. This knowledge is not a brain activity. The understanding about I can illuminate the body mind, but it does not arise out of the body mind activity. Whenever you put to rest your notions about yourself, about the world, about the body mind, there is an availability. The stage is clear. The space is uncluttered. There are no limitations. In the absence of beliefs about me, about the world, it's pure, not knowing. Borderless being. So over and over, we turn our attention to where this attention arises from. It does not arise out of a fault, out of a perception, out of a sensation. That tension arises out of its source, which is not an object, not an idea, not a belief, not a construct. The source is always on, like the sunshine. You don't need to dress up the source with a body-mind construct. You do not need to bring in the past, history, thoughts and memories. You do not need to bring in time. Everything that arises, that appears to you, arises from the source, which precedes it. When it comes to the source, there are no limitations. And you, the sense of I, whichever way you define it, do not stand apart from the source. Wherever I go, there I am. This ordinary aware presence. The body-mind has a certain identity, a certain personality, certain traits. But that is not what you are. You are the knowingness, the awareness, which is not a personality. Which does not have any phenomenal traits or phenomenal characteristics. So rather than being a wave in the ocean, be the ocean. Allow the ocean to be, to reveal itself to you as your very self. The understanding about truth, about reality, is the journey to God. And living your life is a journey in God. How you live, how you listen, how you speak, how you think, how you act. The maturing of the understanding, the maturity of the understanding, the blooming of the understanding. Is in living this understanding as best we can. When our intention is to live this understanding, it is God's intention as well. And God is love. She's always available to us, always there holding our hand. You're safe. Chosen. You've chosen I, and I've always chosen you. The choiceless choice. The choice of love and beauty and compassion and friendship and compassion, vulnerability, humility, availability, the openness, listening. Not to be so certain, but anything. Like a river flows, it is the flow of the river which nourishes the fields, and the birds come to wash their wings and poets sit on the shore and listening to the gurgling of the river, the sounds, the sights, the poetry of the river. You are the river. You are the poetry. You are love.